This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last three decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works.
I have said,
is our number, 844-236-6010. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, you've come to the right place. We can help you, 844-236-6010. We've got a guest coming up at the bottom of the hour. Mel Caspin Bloom is a copywriter, and she's written a really interesting children's book called Screens, Beans, and Quarantines about how you talk to your kids about this COVID, corona, crazy time we're living in. Mel Caspin Bloom will be coming up at the bottom of the hour. We'll get your calls next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, you can call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470, or head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can purchase longevity products off the website. You can also sign up to join the Brightside Ben team off the website for a one-time $30 fee. You can be in business for yourself. Start a home-based business, a nutritional-based home-based business where you help spread the word about the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program, specifically the longevity products. If you have benefited yourself from nutritional supplementation or from the Beyond Tangy Tangerine or the Healthy Start Pack or any of the thousands of longevity products that are all available at brightsideben.com, criticalhealthnews.com, or pharmacistben.com, and you want to start a home-based business, now is the time. 866-735-2470 is the phone number to call for more info, or you can click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And also want to remind you to check out our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our True Skin Health products. They're all available at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. Okay, you're listening to The Bright Side. We'll get to your calls in our next segment. Mel Bloom is coming up at the bottom of the hour. We've been talking about the thyroid and the adrenal glands. The thyroid specifically is involved in all metabolic functions. Thyroid health is cellular health. We always say on this program, all disease is cell disease. Cells are only going to be as functional as far as they can respond to thyroid hormone. The thyroid produces thyroid hormone, thyroxin technically it's called, and thyroxin activates, upregulates, stimulates every one of the 100 trillion cells in the body. You can think of thyroid hormone as a foot on the gas pedal of the machinery that runs all of our cells. Without efficient or without effective or without enough thyroid hormone, cells become dysfunctional, and this is why hypothyroidism, poor thyroid functioning, is the jumping off point to all body disease, all cell disease. All chronic disease, all of it, is associated with hypothyroidism. Not necessarily that that's the direct cause of it, but if you have a chronic disease, if you have an autoimmune disease, if you have an inflammatory disease, or if you're just suffering from accelerated aging, you don't need to have your thyroid checked. You can just assume that you're running on some level of hypothyroidism. And iodine isn't the magic cure for hypothyroidism, as we said yesterday. There's two types of hypothyroidism, primary and secondary. Primary is when the thyroid is affected directly. Secondary hypothyroidism is related to the adrenal glands. The adrenal glands are your body's stress glands. And the third point on the triangle of disease is the adrenal thyroid complex. From there, all chronic disease ensues. All of it. It doesn't matter what your thyroid test is. It doesn't matter if you're within normal ranges. If you're symptomatic, just assume you're hypothyroid. If you're hypothyroid, a couple of things you're going to want to do. Not that iodine, by the way, is not helpful. Iodine is a very important element. It's an extremely important essential nutrient. But this idea that iodine is a magic cure for hypothyroidism is fallacious. It's not true. Iodine is important. It's important for all the glands. And iodine deficiency is probably more common than we think. A lot of us are under the impression that if we eat enough iodized salt, we're going to get enough iodine. That's not true. As we said yesterday, Dr. David Brownstein and Dr. Guy Abraham and a lot of other savvy alternative physicians and mainstream physicians, for that matter, believe that iodine deficiency is more common than we know, and iodine supplementation using iodorol or Lugol solution. Those are probably the two best sources of iodine. There's also nascent iodine that you can find. Between nascent iodine, iodorol, Lugol solution, you have your best supplements for replacing iodine in the body. Now, of course, seafood is also a good source of iodine. Iodine is not really found in terrestrial plants. It's an ocean mineral, so or ocean element, so you probably want to make sure you're doing seafood and seaweed if you want to get your iodine. But don't be under the illusion that just taking iodine is going to cure your hypothyroidism. If your hypothyroidism is primary, that is Hashimoto's thyroid, which is the number one cause of hypothyroidism, autoimmune disease of the thyroid, you got to work on the same things you got to do if you have any other autoimmune problem, and that is digestive health. With the thyroid, it's especially, the digestive system is especially important, because not only can poor digestion affect the thyroid negatively, not only can poor digestive functioning, food intolerances, food allergies, leaky gut syndrome affect the thyroid or suppress the thyroid functioning. But because the thyroid regulates the digestive system, once the thyroid starts to become dysfunctional, once you start to suffer from a poorly functioning thyroid, your digestive system will suffer, and then you have more hypothyroidism, or likely more hypothyroidism and more digestive problems, and you end up with this vicious downward spiral. So focusing on digestive health is always going to be, well, it's, no matter what your health challenge is, it's always going to be the first thing you want to do, particularly if you're dealing with an autoimmune problem, and especially particularly if that autoimmune problem affects the thyroid. Probiotics are really important. Food elimination is really important. Using your ultimate enzymes can be helpful. Making sure you're focusing on digestive health all around. If you're dealing with Hashimoto's or any kind of any autoimmune disease, but especially Hashimoto's thyroid or autoimmune disease of the thyroid. By the way, Graves' disease is the same thing. Graves' disease is an autoimmune disease of the thyroid that makes the thyroid become hyperactive. And that can be a miserable and unpleasant and awful health challenge on its own. Graves' disease and Hashimoto's disease, both autoimmune diseases of the thyroid, require focusing on the digestive system. Secondary hypothyroidism is hypothyroidism that is secondary to adrenal dysfunction. Dysfunction of the adrenal glands, adrenal fatigue issues. Got to focus on the adrenals. There's lots of ways to do that. If you're dealing with secondary hypothyroidism, that is, if your hypothyroidism is not an autoimmune, is not the result of an autoimmune dysfunction, work on the adrenal glands. Adrenal glands are the third point of the triangle of disease. So any chronic long-term health challenge will benefit when you start focusing on adrenal health. Can you guys see how simple this is? The adrenals, the blood sugar system, the digestive system, the thyroid, these are all basic points in the body that underlie all health challenges. If you're dealing with adrenal fatigue issues, there's lots of nutritional supplements you can take. There's lots of health strategies you can use. Slow deep breathing, meditation, relaxation strategies, body work, and nutritional supplements. There's lots of wonderful nutritional supplements for the adrenals. We'll talk about that when we come back from a break and take your phone calls as well. 844-236-6010 is our number. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals, if you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes. With fatty meals can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we're back on The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, 24-7 on our archive pages at brightsideben.com. If you have questions about health, nutrition, or prescription drugs, we'll take your calls this segment. We got Mel Kasman. Bloom coming up at the bottom of the hour. Mel Kasman's got a book children's book out about the COVID virus, screens, beans, and quarantines. We'll take your phone calls this segment, if we have them. And for some reason, I can't even see my board here. Hey, Jason, if anybody's on hold, give me a shout through the headphones, okay? Hopefully Jason can hear me. We're talking about the adrenal glands and the thyroid. Hypothyroidism is a serious cause of all chronic health challenges. You don't need to have your thyroid checked. Just assume you have a thyroid issue if you're dealing with a chronic health challenge. And because the thyroid is involved with the immune system, hypothyroidism can suppress the immune system like it can suppress any other bodily symptom. Now is a really good time to start working on thyroid health, and you need a lot more than iodine to do it. First of all, if you have a thyroid problem, you want to work on digestive health. Second of all, if you have a thyroid problem, you want to work on adrenal health. And there's lots of ways to work on the adrenal glands, calming the body down, using slow deep breathing techniques. In fact, slow deep breathing techniques can help with a lot of symptoms. Slow deep rhythmic breathing techniques. You got to make sure when you're doing your breathing techniques, you're doing it slowly, you're doing it deeply, and you're breathing in a rhythm. Breathing incorrectly can be, if you're deciding you want to start to take advantage of breathing strategies, breathing incorrectly can cause just as many problems as not paying attention to your breathing. Slow, deep, rhythmic breathing. There's also wonderful nutritional supplements you can take for the adrenal glands. Zinc is one of the most important. I was just reading an article by a nutritionist named Cynthia Sass. She's a dietitian. She's a famous dietitian, and she writes a lot about nutrition. And she said in this article, which I was trying to find this morning, but I couldn't find it. But basically, she said not to supplement with zinc. She said you should get your zinc from foods. And this is just such craziness when you hear dietitians. It's mostly dietitians saying this to not supplement, but to get your nutritional supplement to get your nutrients from foods. The problem with trying to get your nutrients from foods, people, is we don't know what's in the foods. For example, oysters are supposed to be a good source of zinc, and maybe they are, maybe they're not, depending on where those oysters are. Nuts are supposed to be a good source of zinc. Maybe they are, maybe they're not, depending on where those nuts grow, what the soil is like where the nuts grew, or the grains, for that matter, which are also supposed to be a source of zinc. This is why nutritional supplementation is so important. Given soil deficiencies and toxicity in the oceans, we don't really know the nutritional value of the foods we eat, and nutritional supplementation is like an insurance policy. Because zinc is involved in so many different enzyme systems in the body, hundreds of different enzyme systems in the body depend on zinc. Almost all the organs in the body depend on zinc. The immune system depends on zinc. Skin health depends on zinc. Adrenal health depends on zinc. It seems crazy to me not to supplement with 50 milligrams a day of zinc. Supplement with 50 milligrams of zinc every day. Now, the form of zinc that I recommend is zinc picolinate, as you guys probably know. There's also another form of zinc called zinc monomethionine. This is also a valuable form of zinc, a little bit more expensive. Well, the reason I like zinc picolinate is because it's so darn inexpensive and it's so effective. Stay away from zinc gluconate and zinc sulfate if you can. There's some supplements that have zinc gluconate and zinc sulfate in them, some multiple supplements, and that's a little bit different. But if you're taking one zinc supplement, which I personally recommend everybody does, every day, look for zinc picolinate. It'll cost you a couple pennies a day. If you can find it, now it's hard to find zinc because a lot of people have been reading about the importance of zinc for building the immune system. Vitamin C is also important for the adrenal glands. We all know about vitamin C as an antioxidant. Vitamin C is important for cardiovascular health. It's important for the skin. But vitamin C plays a major role in a lot of other things, including the production of hormones and including the adrenal glands. In fact, the adrenal glands have more vitamin C than almost any other system in the body. Vitamin C is a stress management molecule, thus the importance, and it makes perfect sense that the stress management gland would be a major place where vitamin C would be found, and you could really help the stress management system by supplementing with a gram or so of vitamin C every day. Now, vitamin C comes in different forms. Ascorbic acid is good enough for most people. There are mineral ascorbates. Those are also effective. Things like magnesium ascorbate and calcium ascorbate. Collectively, the mineral ascorbates are found in a product called Ester C. It's all right. It's a little pricey. You don't necessarily need it. There's also another form of vitamin C called sodium ascorbate, which is actually the form of vitamin C that is used by cells. Sodium ascorbate is an okay form as well, but ascorbic acid is basically good enough for most people. I've also been hearing some alternative practitioners and people who don't know a heck of a lot about nutrition saying vitamin C is not a vitamin. I say vitamin C is not really a natural vitamin. This is craziness. If you ever hear anybody saying this, they don't know what they're talking about. Vitamin C, or ascorbic acid, or its derivative sodium ascorbate, is what cells use. There's a little receptor, a transporter actually, that takes sodium ascorbate from the bloodstream and puts it into cells. So anytime somebody says vitamin C is not a vitamin, or it's not natural, or you need more than vitamin C, they don't really know what they're talking about. Although I will say that natural, that is found in foods, vitamins and nutrients, are always the best. Which is why supplementation is called supplementation. Supplementation supplements your food. So ascorbic acid is found in citrus, and it's found in vegetables, and it's found in corn, and it's found in other food sources, is going to be bound up with other nutrients that help the vitamin C work. Nonetheless, that doesn't mean that vitamin C is not vitamin C. It's not vitamin C is not a vitamin. And it doesn't mean that vitamin C is not effective and helpful. It is very effective and very helpful. Now, I say take a gram a day. I should probably say take at least a gram a day, because a lot of people benefit by taking 3, 4, 5, even up to 10 grams a day. Always take your vitamin C in divided doses, and always take your vitamin C throughout the day. Use your vitamin C a little bit in the morning, a little bit in the afternoon, a little bit in the evening, or even better, put your vitamin C or your ascorbic acid powder in water and sip on it all day long. If you're feeling like you're coming down with a cold, vitamin C is such a powerful immune booster that sometimes you can even not get a cold by using vitamin C. In fact, if I feel like I'm getting a cold or coming down with something, you know how you, right before you get a cold, you'll feel a little sluggish, you feel a little sticky, things, you won't be moving as well. What I do is I drink a bunch of water, take a bunch of vitamin C, take zinc, and get a good night's sleep. And by a bunch of water, I'm talking about half a gallon to a gallon a day. And by a lot of vitamin C, I'm talking 5 to 10 grams of vitamin C a day, using 50 milligrams of zinc. You don't want to take too much zinc. 50 milligrams of zinc, always balance out your zinc with copper. Make sure you get a good night's sleep, even if that good night's sleep is something like 12 hours of sleep. Even if you have to take some NyQuil to do it, just getting 12 hours of sleep, along with using vitamin C, and along with using zinc and drinking a lot of water, can help flush out colds. And I haven't tried it with viral infections, but likely you could probably do the same thing with viruses. So vitamin C is very important for the adrenal glands. Zinc is very important for the adrenal glands. You can use something called adrenal glandular extracts, which can help with the adrenal glands. And then there's wonderful hormones, specifically pregnenolone and progesterone. I am a big fan of pregnenolone and progesterone. And by the way, melatonin is also a nice relaxing and immune-boosting hormone that you could use. But for the adrenal glands, pregnenolone and progesterone can be really, really helpful. We'll talk about that on our next Bright Side episode. We've got Mel Kasman Bloom coming up at the bottom of the hour. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A mandatory 14-day quarantine now in effect in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut for people coming into those states from other states that have high COVID-19 numbers. Governor of Connecticut Ned Lamont saying they're concerned about people coming in from hot spot states.
When the New York metro area, including Connecticut, had a high infection rate, there were some quarantines on our visitors down to places like Florida. And today, they have a much higher, 10 times higher infection rate than we do here. So we thought one of the best things we could do was see if we can prevent that from happening.
He spoke on ABC's Good Morning America. The advisory applies to nine states, among them Arizona, Florida, Texas, and Utah. First-time claims for unemployment benefits fell slightly last week to 1.48 million filing initial claims. It makes the 14th week in a row, though, that jobless claims have been over a million. This is USA Radio News.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Democrats on Capitol Hill continue to push a sweeping police reform bill they've authored that the House will be voting on this evening. Opening a Capitol event this morning, California Democrat Congresswoman Karen Bass said it aims to end police brutality and will transform police departments across the United States. Democrats in the Senate blocked action on a Republican police reform bill late yesterday, a bill they say is woefully inadequate towards making actual changes. The U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee wants the Pentagon to release a public report on UFOs. The committee issued the demand after the New York Times reported that the Office of Naval Intelligence continues tracking unidentified flying objects in a systematic way. In the past, federal officials have claimed that the program like that one existed but was ended in 2012. The Intelligence Committee has now directed the Director of National Intelligence and other agency chiefs to submit a detailed report on the investigation within 180 days. AAA says Americans will hit the road this summer despite the coronavirus pandemic. The Auto Club expecting a travel decline overall of about 15% from last year, mainly because of reduced air travel, but it says that road trips in the U.S. will dip only slightly this year. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Side, and I am so sorry about our guest, Mel Caspin. She's got a really cool children's book. I was very excited to speak with her, but she's not around, so we're not going to get to speak to her. If you got calls, we'll take them this segment. 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. Mel Caspin-Bloom is the head of copy at Disney Consumer Products, and she does storytelling for copywriting, and this book is so cool. I was hoping to get her on to talk about it. And it is kind of an interesting issue. How do you discuss this whole stuff with children, especially little children? How do you talk to little children about why everybody's wearing masks and why everybody's afraid without freaking the kids out? I think it's a very interesting topic, and it's just a delicate subject. Anyway, Mel Kastenbloom has a really interesting book, and hopefully she'll come on. If we don't get her today, hopefully we'll get her on some other time. Her book is called Memes, Beans, and Quarantines. It's about the coronavirus, and we'll talk to her. Hopefully we'll get to talk to Screens, Beans, and Quarantines. Hopefully we'll get to talk to Mel in the next few days. So anyway, continuing on about the thyroid and the adrenal glands, if you're dealing with hypothyroidism, and it is probably the most common of all the autoimmune dysfunctions, and probably 10 to 15% of Americans are dealing with hypothyroid issues. And one of the biggest problems we have with the thyroid is the fact that it involves hormones, and hormones are so darn confusing. To simplify, the thyroid-adrenal connection, and it's a very important connection, the thyroid-adrenal connection is the third point on the triangle of disease, involves the stress hormone cortisol, which is a major suppressor of thyroid hormone. You make excess cortisol in response to stresses, and historically these stresses are all some kind of threats to our survival, whether they're physical stresses or mental or emotional stresses. So it's very understandable that in this crazy corona crazy time that we're living in, that people will be dealing with adrenal duress and ultimately thyroid problems. In response to excess cortisol, thyroid hormone is suppressed. In response to suppression of thyroid hormone, everything else happens in terms of long-term chronic degenerative diseases. That's why working on the adrenal glands and working on the thyroid are so important. And here's the bad news and here's the good news. The bad news is your doctor can't help you. The medical model cannot help us with the thyroid. All they can do is give you thyroid hormone. And if, God forbid, you have hyperthyroidism, you have excessive thyroid functioning, Graves' disease, which is also autoimmune, you'll probably get radioactive thyroid, or you may even have your thyroid removed. And 50,000 of them are taken out of people every year. Don't have them take your thyroid unless you have cancer. If you have cancer, that might be a reason to remove your thyroid. But if you're just dealing with excessive thyroid functioning, Graves' disease, that is not a reason to either remove your thyroid or even radiate your thyroid. It is a reason to figure out what the heck is triggering your immune system, and almost always that involves digestive health. So if you're dealing with hypercortisolemia, too much cortisol in the blood, there's a good chance you're going to end up with a suppressed thyroid, and there's a good chance you're going to be dealing with hypothyroid symptoms. Stress also inhibits the activation or the conversion of inactive thyroid hormone, so-called T4, to T3. That is inactive thyroid hormone to active thyroid hormone. So number one, it's going to suppress thyroid functioning in general. It's going to suppress TSH, thyroid stimulating hormone. And secondly, stress is going to suppress the conversion of active thyroid hormone to inactive, or T4 as they call it, to T3. And by the way, Synthroid is T4. It's inactive thyroid hormone. All right, I just found out we got Mel back. We got Mel on the air. Mel Bloom is a copywriter and the author of a book called Screens, Mel Kastenbloom, and the author of Screens, Beans, and Quarantines, which is a really, really cute children's book that will help you explain this corona craziness that we are all living through to kids. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Mel Kastenbloom. Hey, Mel.
Hi.
I'm glad we got you on here, and I'm so glad about your book. I'm so happy you've taken the time to write this thing, because I myself was wondering, how do you explain this thing to kids? And what are kids thinking, especially really little kids, when they see people with those masks? It must be challenging for parents to try to have to explain this to kids. So tell us what motivated you to write this book, first of all.
Yeah, of course. So I have a 3-year-old son and a 6-year-old daughter. And I was volunteering at my daughter's school the day schools closed on March 13th. And I was there when her principal came in and told the whole kindergarten class, "We're having an early spring break. We're going to miss you guys for 2 weeks." And all the kids were just kind of like blank faced, like very confused, staring up at her. And at that moment, because we already knew as parents, but at that moment I was like, I can't even imagine like what this is like for them right now.
Yeah.
And then from there, like, school was closed. All of a sudden, they're learning from us. People are coming to our house, you know, delivering things with masks and gloves, and we're wearing masks and gloves. So it was a lot to talk about, obviously, in the beginning. And then I thought we had a lot of it, quote unquote, squared away, like, because we were very quick to, like, address things and talk about things. And I tried to kind of make light of it for the first couple of weeks, like, yay, we get to spend so much time together, and you know, until all of a sudden schools were closed. So that's when I actually wrote the book, to try to, like, explain it to them and open up questions, because I knew there were way more coming. And then my three-year-old was like, Mommy, if we go outside, are we going to get the virus? And I was like, oh, okay. I'm like, come on in, guys. Ask me every question you have on your mind. And then I was like, okay, if we can relate this to a story, I think it'll be really helpful. So I started brainstorming stories, and then this, like, rhyme came to my head one night. So I just, over, like, 4 days, just got through it. And then, it ended up helping a lot. So I think when you bring storytelling and pictures and rhymes into it, you know, all of a sudden they're like, okay, so this is how life's going to be for a little while. Okay. You know, it helped them, like, digest it a little bit.
So how do you calm down the whole boogeyman nature of the virus? Because kids are already prone to thinking about monsters and, you know, boogeymen living under the bed and that kind of thing. And this sort of plays right into it. How do you alleviate that?
Well, we always talk about that it's smaller than a sparkle and you can't see it. And it's just a really yucky germ that makes people feel sick. So we try to play it down, and I think smaller than a sparkle, because a sparkle is so, like, fun, you know. Mm-hmm. I think that's, like, our, how we refer to it, so it doesn't get into that, like, monster zone. But yeah, I mean, it's hard with their imaginations, right? So
do you worry about minimizing it?
I mean, I don't think I minimize it, because I'm very strict with wearing masks and gloves and not, you know, going towards people. Like, they're very used to that. So I think, and even now, like, if people stop by, like, they won't go near them. You know, our friends will be on the sidewalk. They'll be on the porch.
Hey, now we got it. That's the music. We got to take a commercial break. I want to ask you about adults, because there seems to be some overlap between how kids are perceiving this and how adults are perceiving it. I want to ask you if your work can help us with adults, too, or help adults understand how to deal with the virus as well. So hang on, Mel. We're talking to Mel Caspin Bloom. Her book is Screens, Beans, and Quarantines. We'll be back right
after this. Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I'm here with Scott Yuseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On the bright side, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Mel Bloom, Mel Caspin Bloom, about her book Screens, Beans, and Quarantines, which is written for children, for parents explaining the this pandemic to kids. But there's a lot of overlap between adults and children, isn't there, Mel Caspin Bloom? And I know you're a copywriter, so
yes.
sometimes how you communicate to children is not all that much different from how you communicate to adults. What can we learn from your book about how we explain the situation to adults as well as to children?
Yeah, yeah. And it's funny you say that because a lot of my friends who don't have kids actually read it and said it made them feel better.
Mm, yeah.
So, yeah, I think it definitely could overlap. I think just reminding adults that, this is a crazy time, but, it depends, parents or adults, but parents, I think it's super important to, I know it's so stressful and it's so easy to say this and hard to do, but, to try to compartmentalize your stress or at least like meditate, practice mindfulness, do yoga or stretches or exercise. Just so in your house, it's like as positive as it can be because you're all here sharing this energy. And then for adults without kids, I would just say, like, just practice self-care during this time because, it's so important just to get through it mentally and emotionally. So, yeah.
Do you find yourself kind of keeping your kids away from the news or away from public information, publicly available information? And if you do you feel guilty about that?
I don't, and I don't feel guilty about it either. I mean, if there's anything that I feel like they should know, I absolutely stop and share the conversation. But a lot of times I do filter it through me. We never have the news on when they're just like playing around, just because it's so intense at times, and I just don't want that energy to be around them. But yeah, if there's anything like pressing that I feel like they should know, especially my 6-year-old, I sit down and have a conversation about it, or I find a book that relates to it and that starts the conversation. So yeah, that's typically how I like share the quote unquote like news with them.
Do you ever find that all of your good work is canceled out when they interact with other children, when your kids interact with other children?
That's a great question. I mean, sometimes, I mean, right now they're not really interacting with many children, but sometimes, like, throughout their development, I have felt that way, and then I just know that I have to do, like, a more solid job at, like, explaining, like, definitely to my six-year-old if she's influenced by a friend. I'll be like, okay, so you always have a choice, right? Like, people are going to present different things to you, but you have a choice to do the right thing, you know, so we'll talk that out. And I think just going through that over and over again, but, I mean, I'm still learning every day, too. So, yeah, right, so, I mean, I guess, yeah.
I've been studying copywriting, and I'm a lousy copywriter, but apparently you're the head of copy at Disney Consumer Products. I assume you know a lot about copywriting. What's the relationship between copywriting to get to persuade adults to do things and talking to children?
Yeah. Well, actually, I'm no longer at Disney. I left 2 years ago, but I was the head of copy there. A lot of it is just, I mean, there's so much... there's so much in your head that you work through when you're writing copy. You know, you have to actually think about what it's like, okay, what do you want your child to see? What do you want them to feel when they see this? What emotion is attached to that? And then to the parent, like, okay, what can you do for them simultaneously or in a separate note? Like, is it that they have freedom when their child has this toy? Like, wow, you get half-hour freedom while your child is exploring their imagination. You, like, just tap into their emotions. They're absolutely different. Because the child, you'd be like, oh, this is going to take you away. You're going to be a place you've never been before and explore an adventure. But the parent, you're going to be like, you're going to have time to yourself. You're going to be able to sit down and read a book, you know. So that's just one example. But, yeah, it's just tapping into the separate emotion that you know is going to resonate at each age.
Is this idea, I always hear about this idea of tapping into emotions when you're telling stories or when you're persuading or when you're writing copy. Is it the same kind of thing when you're communicating to a child? You want to tap into an emotion?
I mean, yeah, I feel like that's storytelling. Like, the more emotion you feel, the more you remember it, the more influence it has on you. So, yeah, I'd say.
Does it matter the kind of emotion?
I mean, I experiment with all different kinds, but no, I feel like when you feel it and it sticks with you, and those are lessons that you take with you.
So there's not emotions that are more valuable than others when it comes to persuading. A fear is just as valuable as love.
Yeah, but I'm definitely not big on that. But yeah, I mean,
you're
I guess
big on,
however,
on the fear aspect of it?
No.
Do you think we're being copywritten to by the powers that be when it comes to this this pandemic?
I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying from my own perspective, when I have a client who wants, like, a fear-based campaign, like, I know that's not for me. But do I feel like we're – I mean, I read a lot of different sources and – different news outlets, and I mean, I guess it just depends on what you're reading and who's writing it, but I don't know. I think the ones that I choose to read are, I mean, I like their writing, I like their perspective, I like the information I'm getting, but I never go to just one, you know what I mean? Like, I'll read, like, definitely a few, even on the same topic, just to get all different perspectives at one time.
Sometimes they say that salespeople are the easiest people to sell. That salespeople are the best customers. They fall for sales messages the quickest. Do you find yourself when you're reading copy, analyzing the copy, knowing that you're being copywritten to, or do you fall into the persuasive motives of the copywriter?
I can recognize amazing copy right away. Like, my husband and I will be out, and I'll be, that is amazing. Like, I'll be like, that is awesome. When I feel the magnetic pull to it, I'm like, that's just, yeah, I can spot it from a mile away. I don't always, like, fall for it. I'm more probably because it's what I do for a living, but I can recognize it and praise it, yes.
So when you find yourself reading some copy and then all of a sudden you're like, want to go and do whatever that copy says, do you stop and say, wait a minute, I'm falling for this, or do you just go for it?
I probably recognize it, and I'm like, that totally works. I love it, and I'm going to buy it.
So, yeah. Can you give an example of something that everybody would have heard of that strikes you as being really good copy, either television or print or radio?
Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to, I have one example that I mean, it was a, it's a tank top for women that I just saw this morning that popped up on my Instagram, but it was an instant, like, second skin feel. It's the way they worded it was just so beautiful and amazing that, like, I signed up for the email so I can get it, because right now also we're all at home, and especially parents who have to, you know, bend down and dance around and exercise with kids all day. It was just, it was perfect for me. It was targeted towards me, and the copy just hit home. So yeah, that was literally this morning.
Is the fact that we're more image-driven because of the internet and because of things like Instagram and Pinterest and Tumblr, is that changing the way copy is written?
I mean, I don't... I guess it's hard for me to say, because I started copywriting like 10 years ago, but we were already like digital and image-driven at that point. So I can't really say before that.
Got it. Now, you have a journalism degree, or is your degree in marketing? I noticed you went to Rutgers.
Marketing.
And by the way, I'm from Trenton, New Jersey myself.
Oh, so that's so cool.
We got that in common there. So did you study business or did you study writing?
No, I went to business school and I studied marketing.
So you just kind of fell into copywriting? Or are you a writer anyway?
Well, I'm a writer. I've been writing since I was in like second grade. So it kind of meshed in together into copywriting.
Into writing in a persuasive kind of way to get people to do
things.
Exactly. Got it. All right, and do you have any other books?
I have two that are currently being pitched. They're two children's stories. And I'm about to start a fourth one.
Awesome. And you have a blog?
I did. I had a few blogs. I don't right now, but I did. I had a mom blog and a fashion blog.
Awesome. But, all right, so tell people how they can get your book. I noticed it's for free. And then get out your website.
Yeah, so you can go to onceuponabloom.com, and that's once upon a, and then bloom is B-L-U-M-E. And right at the top, it says screens, scenes, and quarantines, and you could just download it for free.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you so much. Mel Caspin Bloom, best of luck to you and your ventures. The book is Screens, Beans, and Quarantines. Have a great day, Mel. Good to talk to you.
Thank you. You too.
Mel Caspin Bloom, Screens, Beans, and Quarantines. It's a downloadable, free downloadable children's book on how you can talk to your kids about corona madness. And that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side, friends. I am Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare? By far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide. Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.